Yesterday, a little bit after 6 o'clock, one of our officers responded to the Campus Village Apartments located in the 1700 block of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. We had received a call that a female had found a 2-year-old child standing in the street without any adult standing around any type of supervision. The officer was able to find an apartment where the door was partially open, knocked on the door, yelled inside to see if anybody was home. He was thinking that that was probably where the child had come from. About the same time, the defendant, Natasha Franklin, walked up and told him that, you know, that's the apartment that she was staying at and that she had been watching the child, the 2-year-old, and that she'd just gone to the computer lab for a few minutes and was coming back and had checked on the child about every 5 minutes while she was away. Well, he went a little bit further, and he actually checked the computer surveillance in that, or the camera surveillance in that computer lab, and was able to see that she had been in the computer lab since about a little bit after 4 o'clock. And so she had been there for about 2 hours. The video showed that she never left the room. She did not go back and check on the child every 5 minutes like she had indicated. And she continued to insist that she had, even when confronted with the video surveillance that showed that she had not left that computer station. As a result, she was placed under arrest for abandoning a child. And with the intent to return, however, it's still an offense to leave a 2-year-old alone for that period of time and make it possible for the child to get injured or hurt. The mother of the child had gone and was out and had left the child in the care of her cousin, actually, and she, you know, had called and checked on her every few hours, and every time she called, Miss Franklin would tell her, you know, the child was fine, child was sleeping. And, you know, we know that at least at around 4 o'clock that she did leave the child and go into the computer lab at the Campus Village Apartments.
And was the child okay?
The child was fine. You could tell that he had tried to dress himself because there were two legs. Both of his legs were on one pant leg of the shorts, and so he did try to put on shorts before he went outside. And his diaper was very, very dirty and had to be changed. But other than that, he had not been harmed and was very lucky that he had not been hit by a car.
And so how does the fraudulent check play into all this?
Well, when she got to the jail, it's normal practice for us to do an inventory of their belongings and, you know, to make sure that all their property is accounted for when they come in and then accounted for when they leave. And as the jailer was going through the defendant's purse, he found a check that looked suspicious to him. The portion of the check where the account holder's name and address and all that was mostly torn off. A few letters on the end were there, but most of it was torn off. She gave the story that her grandmother had given her a check to help her pay for her rent because she had taken that check and made it payable to the apartment complex in the amount of her rent. Officer did some follow-up, checked with the bank, found that it belonged to somebody totally different than Miss Franklin had indicated. And long story short, she did not have permission to have that check. She had taken the check from the owner without permission, had made it payable to the apartment complex with the intent to pay her rent, and that is where that other charge comes from.